Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to hit that and talk about Anthony Rizzo. Yeah, yeah. Done with the first part. Check. And as I look at my neighbor, who's a young man, probably in his mid-30s, and I think he's got 3 kids over there. They might have 4. Dude, and I think to myself, what a crazy bunch of people. Dude, once again, like I talked about in the parents episode, I talked about parents back in like August. Dude, I'm surprised more people are not like me. More people, more adults are not just childless, like don't have kids. Like, it actually seems like, I think, like, maybe most adults actually have children. And, like, those statistics are, like, mind-boggling. Because it seems to be, like, a huge commitment. And I also must say, there's, like, a certain level of, like, entitlement. Being, like, I'm going to, like, create a new person and then I'll care for them. I don't know. I guess people like, dude, I've never really thought about myself and like thought I really want to be a dad. I guess everyone just thinks differently. I've always thought like, I want to be a movie star. I want to be a famous podcaster. I want to make millions doing the creative stuff that I do every day. Like, that's what I think. But then other people are like, I would like to be a father. Dude, it blows my mind. I can't believe the amount of adults. I think that most adults have a kid. So, that's crazy. It seems that, like, at least 2/3 of the people should be like me. And they should be like, you know, I'm just not really ready for it. Like, whether it's, like, emotionally or, like, financially or, like, I'm not ready to like take that step. Dude, I can't believe the amount. I would say most of the parents, they really don't even consider it much before they did it. Like, they just don't really think about it. Dude, let's be honest, dude. Because if you really thought about it a lot, then you'd like get scared. And you'd be like, wait, what? Dude, just the idea of it is insane to me. And I don't think it's narcissistic. I think it's kind of narcissistic. Just like I said in the parents episode, it's narcissistic to want to recreate yourself. It's kind of crazy, dude. But then I guess that is like the proliferation of human beings is based on them not being like me. Oh my god, based on me not like being like the general person, dude. Because if everyone was like me, then I don't know if there'd be a society. If everyone was like me, then what would get taken care of? There has to be like a variety of people, I suppose. But there has to be people like me too, though. They're like, that like shoot daggers at society. They're like poke holes and people acting like everything. They act like it's normal to. Dude, I think it. Man, dude. Man, dude. Dude, I think about how I have nothing to stress about. The people who have stuff to stress about are people like the guy who lives next door who has like 4 kids. It's like, dude, you have stuff to. I'm like, dude, I have freedom. Oh my gosh, it's funny to me. I honestly think they don't. The answer is they don't really think about it. Is that the parents, they didn't really consider it that much. Because if you kept considering it, you probably would be like, what? Dude, I don't know. It just seems too scary. It's just a crazy. I guess most people are just like kind of crazy. or they're like, or they just don't care, or they're like, I have nothing to lose. They're like, it's over for me. Like, I may as well just reproduce. Dude, who knows? People probably do it for a variety of reasons. But anyway, let's talk about Anthony Rizzo. He's a Yankee, debuted June 9th, 2011. I think that may have been the day I graduated from high school. It was either June 9th or June 8th of 2011. There you go. He was 21. Tony, or Riz, nickname. Let's see. He signed through 2024. 2025, there's a team option. He has a two-year, $40 million deal. Three-time All-Star. 2016 World Series champ. Four-time Gold Glover. Wow. Silver Slugger. Platinum Glove. I think that may be, like, the best fielder, like, of all positions. Oh, we got a near Sagem alert in 2016 when the Cubs won the World Series. He was fourth in MVP. And he was All-Star, Gold Glove, Silver Slugger. There you go. Where's number 27, 44, 48? Speaking of war, career war, 39.7, 5,900, 51 at bats, 1,500, 67 hits, 295. Homers, 263 batting average, and let's see, MVP finishes 2014, 10th, then 4th, then 4th, then 13th, then 17th. He won three straight Gold Gloves 2018 to 2020. He moved to the Yankees midseason 2021. Led the National League in games and plate appearances in 2015 with 160 and 701, respectively, and respectfully. And let's see, four straight seasons, at least 101 RBI, 2015 through 2018. That's a great run. So that was his prime for sure, that time period. 754 career walks, 1,143 career strikeouts. So doesn't strike out too much. Only five seasons over 100 strikeouts. On base, 364 compared to 263 batting average. That is 101 points higher. So there you go. He's a good on baseman. He very consistent. Here's his home run totals starting in 2012. 15, 23, 32, 31, 32, 32, 25, 27. And then he had 11 in the shortened 2020 season. But then he came back with 22. And then he came back with 32. But he only had 12 this season. He only played 99 games this season. 421 plate appearances. Would have been better if it was 420. Dog? Come on, dog. Every day is 420. Over here at Arnie Pod. Arnie Pod. Reppin' hard. Arnie Pod. Arnie Pod. Listen to the old episodes. Over 500. Check them out, dude. You know, it's just a podcast. Just this amateur, independent, just a little indie podcast. Arnie Pod. Ah! You know, just this little indie pod that's got over 500 episodes. No big deal, bro. Ain't no big deal. Career high in runs, 99 in 2017. So he never has reached 100 runs. He's got 884 runs on the career. Career high in hits, 170 in 2016. 2016 was probably his best season. Let's see. He did have a career high in doubles in 2016. 43. Yeah, 2016 he crushed it. He scored 94 runs, 43 doubles, 32 homers. He even had four triples. 109 RBI ties his career high. 3 stolen bases, cussing 5 times. batted 292 on base, 385 OPS, 928. That's a good OPS. OPS Plus subscribers built into the side of a random brick wall behind a stand-up comedian. You got your tablet built in there. OPS Plus subscribers. 143 in that 2016 best season for him. Dude, he gets hit by a lot of pitches. He's led the majors 3 different seasons in hit by pitches. 2015, he had 30 career high. 2017, 24. 2019, 27. He's leaning in over the plate. Rizzo, he's a plate crowder. And he's a plate cleaner. He's part of the clean plate club. And he's part of the... Yeah, these... Dude, this street here is just... My parents live by a loud street, if that makes sense. Like, the street itself is loud. Like, when people drive over it. It needs... it obviously needs, like, a touch-up. But, it's a loud street, dog. They would agree. They would be like, yes, it is. The street itself is just like... Like, I don't think it's been worked on since the 80s, probably. It literally hasn't been worked on in my lifetime. That's kind of funny to think about. Anthony Rizzo, he's part of the crowded plate club. There you go. I spit that out. We got First Take on inside. I haven't even gone to Manto because my mom and my mother. Dude, it's Arnie Pod. He's talking about his mother. My mother went out for a little walk. My mother. Anthony Rizzo has a 1,119 OPS against Clayton Kershaw in his career. That's crazy. That's from Stathead. Let's see. Oh, and then we have, yep. Oh, that, dude, that plane's pretty low. One time this, pretty recently, there was a small plane that flew so low over this house. Like, I thought it was gonna, like, run into a tree. Like, I've never seen a plane. It was so low. Like, you could, like, see the pilot. Like, blind pilot. Good band. Portland Pilots. University of Portland. Good university. Part of the West Coast Conference, which Gonzaga runs. And the Zags run that conference. But it'll probably get, like, broken up. Like, all... I mean, it's mainly college football that's shaking stuff up, but... I imagine that... I never thought Gonzaga would still be in the West Coast Conference. You thought they'd enter, like, the Pac-12 or something by this time. So 326 career doubles. So more doubles than homers on the career. 22 career triples. 72 career stolen bases. He actually had 17 stolen bases in 2015. 44 career caught stealing. So is he on pace to be a Hall of Famer? Let's see. How old? He's 34. Turned 34 August 8th, which was my orientation day. My first day of work at the place I'm at. Dude, so the Anthony Rizzo's dates are, like, meaningful. It's got my graduation. I'm pretty sure it was June 9th. I think it was June 9th. So he's got my high school graduation day. It's his debut. And then he's got my big first day this past August. 8-8. That's his birthday. So he's 34. So I'm going to say Rizzo is probably not going to be a Hall of Famer. I mean, I don't know. I mean, he had a pretty great season in 2022. He'd have to have... I mean, I don't think... He's definitely not going to hit 500 homers. He's I mean, maybe he could get 500 doubles. He'll get over 1,000 RBI. He's the Hall of Very Good, for sure. He's nowhere near 3,000 hits. He's at 1,567. So he'll get, like, low 2,000s in the hits. So, like, best case scenario I'm looking at for Rizzo is, like, maybe, like, close to 400 career homers, maybe 500 doubles, maybe, like, how many more seasons he's got? Like, four more seasons? Maybe, like, he'll get over 2,000 hits. He's not a Hall of Famer. He'll get over 1,000 runs scored, over 1,000 RBI. He's a classic Hall of Very Good. Just a great player, a first baseman, bats left, throws left, 6'3", 240. Like I said, clean plate club. And, yeah, that's Rizzo. That's a Hall of Very Good right there. Have a great day. This one was quicker than we just kind of went through it. All right, I'm going to get to it now. Have a great day. Maybe I should get out there and go for a little morning walk now. Right? That sounds appropriate. Since I've already banged this thing out. Boom! All right. Have a great day. Binge the old episodes. Listen to all the old episodes. That's what I'm pushing. And engage with the podcast. We want more podcast engagement. You can answer polls on my Twitter, at ArniePod. Follow my Facebook, Chris Arneson. That's where the party's at. The Facebook's popping. We got 1,500 random people around the world tuned in to Chris Arneson on Facebook. And that's a lot of people for Facebook. It's not a lot of people for, like, Instagram. But if you look at Facebook, there's not really people following each other. It's kind of interesting. I can't seem to, like... I'm trying to, like, figure out a way to, like, make money, like, passively. Because, like, now I understand that, like, work is easy, but it means you have to be in a... You have a commitment to be in a specific place. Unless you're somehow able to, like, make money remotely. But, yeah, that's actually the goal, obviously, is, like, to make money remotely. To be, like, on the go, earning money. Like, I was just thinking about that yesterday. I was like, that's my ultimate goal in life, is to make money with my free time, basically. And I mean, it looks like it's like stuff like investing. I mean, not just that, it's stuff like the podcast. We've already talked about it plenty, but mainly it starts with the podcast being binged. Like, there's over 500 episodes and just people just delving into it. And I mean, it's got a decent amount since last night. I checked it this morning. I was like, wow, a good amount of people listened to the podcast late last night. They were just running through old episodes. So that's what I'm saying. You put it out there and the universe answers, throws it back to you. Right? I said I would like people to binge, and then here it comes. Here comes the bunch of old plays. You know, I'm not talking about Streetcar, what's that? A Streetcar Named Desire. I'm not talking about the Nutcracker. You know, I'm not talking about Phantom of the Opera. Old plays. Porti Volare. Yes. All right. Dude, I'm pumped. I'm pumped on the pod. What can I say? The projection, but one interesting thing is I did do a Twitter poll that said, do you think podcasts have peaked in popularity? And 4 people said yes. And nobody has said no. So 4 out of 4 think podcasts have peaked in pop. But I don't think that. There's a garbage man. I don't think that they peaked, but 4 people on Twitter do. Or X. All right, I got stuff to do. I got to walk a little bit. Got to drink some coffee. Got to finish this bowl. All right. It's 8:33 right now, which means I have... See what I mean? But, dude, I can't keep talking about...
I mean, you can only talk about wanting to make... It just proves how hard it is to make money creatively. And that, dude, that's why everyone has to get a job that they don't like. Because they can't earn money doing, like, random stuff that they enjoy. Because it's tough. Because it's tough, dude. It's tough. People don't really want to throw it to you when you're a creative person. You have to, like, really, like, earn it. But that's okay. That's what I'm doing. I'm in the midst of it, you know? I'm in there. All right? Get in there. All right, dude. I mean, it doesn't slow me down. What can we... Dude, every single day, it don't slow me down. I would feel inappropriate if I missed a day. Dude, even on my busiest weekend, I was incredibly busy this past weekend, and I managed to do a podcast every single day. Even that one morning when I was busy all day because I was worked and then we had a wedding event in the night, I still did like a 2-minute pod because I was like, I need to keep the streak going. Like, I'm not going to miss a single day because that's how I roll. Once I start doing something, I'm like, okay, I'm pretty much not going to stop this. Especially if it's something like podcasting, when I'm like, I love doing this. Look, it's Stephen A. You hear Stephen A? You were getting the ball thrown to you by the great Aaron Rodgers. Stephen. That's the choice you made.
And so I don't like the quarterbacks that he's had available to him. I don't like the amount of targets he's received.
I had Davante Adams on fantasy before.
I get that. I'm not creating any question marks. Davante Adams knows better than any of us know. But in the end, you could have found yourself in a better situation.
Stephen A.
You didn't have to go there. All right? That's a choice that he made. And that's what I'm talking about.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. All right. Stephen A. We got a little drop in from Stephen A. today. All right. Have a great day. And all righty. Thank you. Check out the old Arnie pod. 500 plus episodes. Dude, you realize how much 500 plus episodes? You know how many episodes that is? You could listen to one every single day for over a year. But then I would still be making them. So you would really, it would take you a long time to catch up. But dude, that's what I'm saying. You could listen to one episode of Arnie pod every day. Why not just do that? I'm not saying you don't have to binge it, but put yourself, be like, write it on your little whiteboard or like on your fridge. Be like, I'm gonna listen to one episode of Arnie pod per day. And sometimes it's easy because some of them are like, I would say a lot of them are under 40 minutes. Like, I would say maybe most episodes of Arnie pod are under 45 minutes. But then you got some of those old ones are like 3 hours. So like, that's like a big ask. But then you got a lot of like shorter ones as well. Or like a lot of them like hover around the 1 hour marker. So yeah, maybe consider that. One episode of Arnie pod per day. I mean, even for the short ones, you could barrel through like 4 of those in an afternoon easily. Dude, there's lots of episodes of Arnie pod that were like 12 minutes, like 18 minutes, 24 minutes. There's all variety of Arnie pod. There's episodes there, just like I said, there's 2-minute episodes and then there's 4-hour ones. There's and everything in between. But I'm saying that that's what's good about it. It's like, it's actually better than like a podcast that's only like 3 hours. Like, that's too daunting. I think it's better to offer a variety of lengths of episodes. And that's my stance. All right, now I'm going to get going. Have a great day. Thank you.
Peace.
Check it out. Me and Brett as well. Check out me and Brett. All right, peace.
All right. Man, I'm on lunch. I'm on lunch.
So, just heard a customer say this. Sometimes you kind of just like eavesdrop on customer conversations. And they're like, I can pay for that. And then the other customer is like, no, I don't want you to pay for anything of mine because I don't want you to have any ownership over me. And then that kind of clicked something in my head. I was like, oh my gosh, is that why people like pay for stuff? For like, if they like pay for something, they pay for someone's stuff, then they have some type of ownership over that person. Like, I've never really been able to like put that into words, but like when they said that, because I was like, it doesn't feel quite right if if someone's paying for you for your ride. But like, I never really understood why. But then I realized, I was like, that's it. It's because it entitles that person to some sense of ownership over you. Which is like a weird way to describe it. But that's like the word. I'm like, oh my gosh. That's why it feels so much better to be like more independent and like, to not have, I mean, obviously, not have your parents pay for stuff. I'm like, that's why it feels good when mom and dad aren't paying for stuff. It's because then I don't feel like they have some sense of ownership. Even though I don't think that that's what they think necessarily. But it does make sense to me now. It's like, that's a word. I'm like, that's why it's good to like pave your own way. It's like, oh, that makes sense. But all right, I'm going to relax, listen to some Corolla, eat some food, smoke some, smoke a beer, smoke some weed. See, I have a sense of ownership over Arnie Pod, you know? But, oh yeah, buddy. Oh yeah. All right. Enjoy the rest of the episode.
Oi. Listen to one episode of Arnie Pod per day to complete the one episode of Arnie Pod per day challenge. Oi, mate. Good night.